welcome to episode 46 of of Anime and Us, the review show. This show doesn't deserve a good intro.
Oh, this show's pretty shit.
Yeah.
So, don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it. It's a pain in the ass. Anyway, episode 46 of Anime and Us, the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
So, last episode, we got Category N and got Ninja Hattori-kun.
Is that what we got?
We got Ninja Hattori-kun, not just Ninja Hattori-kun, we got Ninja Hattori-kun. I'm gonna say that a bunch of times. India English dub.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm assuming an India company, whether they're in India or not. I'll read a little off the wiki in a second. I didn't actually read it yet. But they have English actors, voice actors, and dubbed it, so they all have a heavy Indian dub.
Is that what it is?
It's god-awful.
We'll get to that. It's one of the things that I want to get to. Probably the first thing I'm going to get to.
The manga was created by Fujiko A. Fujio, short later adapted to a television drama. In 1981 anime series. Video game, live action movie, remade in 2012. I think that's what we're watching, actually. As a joint venture between India and Japan, currently airing in several Asian countries. I don't know if that's accurate. But maybe, because there's a lot of episodes.
There is over 150 episodes of this thing.
Yeah, that's enough. Anything else that's relevant. It's just information about the show.
Yes.
Like characters and stuff.
So, before we get into the show, we're both going to rail on this pretty...
Oh, God, it's terrible.
Pretty badly. But I don't know how much of it is the fault of the original anime, because the voice acting by the Indian dub thing is so bad. It's unbearable. It makes my ears want it to bleed.
Yes.
So
and there's, like, no sound effects either. So, like, if a door bursts open, there's no sound to it. It's so weird.
It's terrible. It's probably the worst
dub I've ever heard.
Yeah, the worst of it. And it's pretty sad that I wanted to make this the worst anime we have ever made.
Worse than 801. Or Koikaze.
It is worse than them, but I don't know if it's...
The production value is better in both of those, though.
I don't know if it's better than Fantastic Children, though. Mm. I think, because that one was pretty terrible.
Yeah, but we finished that, though.
That's true, but the thing difference is, though, that one had an end in sight.
Yeah, that's true. This is, I mean, technically this has an end in sight, but it's like 102 episodes.
So this, the problem with this one, we didn't know, neither one of us have ever heard of this before.
Oh, God, no.
So.
The art style looks like a comic strip out of a newspaper from the 90s,
and it's,
but animated.
And it's kind of like a comic strip, because it's like.
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
It's kind of like that Eizo Manga Dial we watch, where there's several stories in one episode, except that I would rather watch that 1,000 times. Over.
Yeah, I didn't even like it that much, but yeah.
This one is... I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry, derailed it. Like,
yeah, thank
and
you.
And that dub is just so ear-screechingly bad.
Right, but...
And they do this rambling thing.
Okay, I know where I was, yeah. So, this one had over 151 episodes, whereas Fantastic Children only had 26 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So...
It's a much closer end.
Right. So, we needed one of us that never watched it, so we didn't know, like, with One Piece, you had a clear idea of where you wanted to go. We had no idea where we were going to go with this, so we were like, alright, we'll just watch as many episodes until one of us can't take it anymore, and then we'll stop.
Which was early.
I got to 7 episodes. I got through 7 episodes, and that was only because I didn't... I wanted to quit after 3, but I didn't think we got the... I got the full of right what the show is about.
Did you? Or didn't you?
I didn't after 3. But after 7, I felt I did, because that's when they finally introduced the antagonist ninja and the little brother and stuff like that. So I felt at 7, I got the gist of what the show was going to be about throughout the whole thing. Because there are no arcs in this.
Yeah, no.
This is all...
There's no real story to it. It's just, okay, we're doing this today.
Yeah,
let's go play baseball.
It's 3 seasons, over 50 episodes each season, and... There was no way. And this is going to be the first one that we don't finish that we're not putting back in the list. Because,
no.
Because even usually when we get to something that we can't...
I'll tell you what. We get to 100,000 subscribers, I'll watch all of it.
Okay.
Saying it right now. That's a lot of subs.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. That's why I'm saying it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. 100,000 will do it. But...
We'll live stream it even.
But... Well, by the time this comes out, it might be feasible at that point. So, I mean, at this point of this recording, I think I posted one episode up so far.
Yeah, one so far. We're working out the kinks on how to do that properly.
So, by the time you hear this...
There'll be a bunch.
By the time you hear this, this will be so outdated.
Yeah, this will probably be a year or two from now that we'll record it.
So, that should be fun. But yeah, so, yeah, this is it for Ninja Hattori. We're not going back to it unless, you know...
God, no. It's so bad.
Yeah, because it's... The voice acting was so terrible.
It's hard to... Besides the voice acting and the animation, it's hard to say this or this is bad. Mainly because everything, but there isn't, like, there's no story arcs, like you said, so I can't critique the story arc. There isn't one.
And there isn't a story. So, I guess before we continue on this, what's the premise?
What premise? I don't know. There's a kid with his parents, and some ninja shows up.
Yeah, so essentially...
I don't know.
I don't remember the kid's name.
Hattori's the ninja, I know that.
There's this regular kid.
With glasses, he's annoying as f***.
Yeah, he has a mom and dad, and one day this ninja shows up in his room.
Yeah, I don't know, they become friends?
Ninja kid, and they say, and then the parents just adopt him. And
the ninja kid's probably 5 or 6, the kid that lives there is probably a little older, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he's much older, but maybe a year or two, he's taller.
And eventually throughout the series, we get introduced to his little brother, the ninja kid's little brother, and he moves in, and the ninja kid's dog, who moves in. So this family's just stealing kids and dogs and stuff. And
I don't know. I'm speechless. I don't know. There's so many bad things to say, but at the same time, there's so little to say because it's so god awful.
Well, let's start with the basic. It's a slice of life kind of show.
Yeah.
Where it's just following this kid through his day, essentially.
It definitely is slice of life. Random things throughout his day.
And then random things happen, and the ninja does ninja things to stop the thing. Yeah. And then the ninja's rival shows up and bullies the regular kid and stuff. And that's essentially it.
They get into little hijinks like, oh, Ninja Tori and your son beat me up.
And this place goes strangely dark places, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the first episode, they got the police show up at the kid's house, and they're talking about some strange ninja kid, and then the cop leaves, and the ninja kid has his gun all of a sudden.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so they have this gun. It's a gun.
It's a real gun.
It's a real gun in this kid show. You could tell it was made in the early 80s.
Complete disregard to caring about anything.
So the real kid goes and returns the gun to the cop, and then they play it up as hijinks as the gun goes off and blows and shoots the cop in the face, essentially. What?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was like...
It's the show's clearly made for small children, but no small children should ever watch it.
No, not that far. And then there was a whole episode on where the ninja kid's brother... His ninja power is that he cries, and it's so irritating. Like, to the point, I think it was the point to be that irritating, but my God, with the bad voice acting on top of it, it was just unbearable. I think that was the episode, where one of the episodes where he was crying, where it's like, I'm done, I can't do it anymore. No, we're not doing this.
It was just so bad.
But then there was I only went through 7 episodes, but I ended up coming across an episode where there was these guys kidnapping kids. Mm-hmm. And then the ninja little brother gets kidnapped, and they play it up like it's a joke. It's like...
No, you're about to get diddled. Shit,
you know,
ain't funny.
Not even that. It's like they don't take the show doesn't take the whole event series.
Yeah.
It's like, what the f*** is this shit?
Like, maybe if the ninja him up and, you know, got arrested and all that, and they're like, oh, okay, hey, you're safe.
Yeah, but no, that didn't even happen. The kid wandered away from the kidnappers, and that was the end of the solution. And kidnappers still out there.
Still, other kids are being diddled, like, what's going on?
And then there was a whole episode of where they were accusing the one kid of being a thief, so, and then he was being falsely judged and, you know, being treated as, like, a bad person because of a thief, and he wasn't even stealing anything. This was just...
I don't know, man. It's just so weird.
I'm judging it harshly because it's a kid's show, and the morals in this are terrible.
Yeah, like, you could do a decent kid's show.
Right.
It won't be for me, but I can be like, all right, that's a good kid's show. I watch plenty of them with my kids.
There are good kid shows these days. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
hell, a lot of anime is good kid shows.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Looking at Adventure Times. Universe.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All that stuff is good, but I'm not even comparing it to those ones because
this is for like 4-year-olds, is what it seems to me.
Right, but even if you go back to that time, that time period,
Jesus, I just said that.
Go back to that time period, early 80s, where you have He-Man and Thundercats and G.I. Joe and stuff, Transformers. That stuff was purely toy-selling crap a lot of the time.
But even then, it's still good, evil, right, wrong.
Right, but it was designed specifically for that. And there was a little bit of dark moments in some of the things, but nothing like this bullcrap.
Yeah.
I mean, again, this
is... It's dribble. It's worse than SpongeBob.
I mean, granted, it is Japanese.
With an Indian-English dub.
Well, not in the early 80s.
The one we watched, though.
Yeah, the one we watched, though, is a 2011 dub, so...
Yeah.
But they are re-airing this, apparently.
I don't know why. Well, like, they're re-airing in East Asian countries, I think is what it said, or just Asian, I don't remember. Oh. But either way,
apparently, terrible. It was popular because it has 3 seasons, over 151 episodes, video games, and movies.
I don't know why, and it makes me weep. It really does. It shouldn't have those things, but it does.
Oh, no, I'm kind of glad we got it out of the way.
I'm not glad. Because I wish we had never spun on them. Just every time we got to end, we went to something else. I'd have been very happy if that happened.
That's, yeah. I mean,
ignorance is bliss.
There's enough ends that we probably never get through them all.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a lot of ends. So, which brings me to O. There's not a whole lot of O's.
Yeah, we're not really ready to go to O, yeah, are we?
Yeah, we just did N.
No, I mean, we're not.
We're not ready to spin yet.
Oh, okay.
I was just bringing it up. I mean, there's not much else to say. It's god-awful. Don't watch it. Everything about it's bad. Nothing about it is good.
Yeah, I don't think there's a redeeming quality in it.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to find one. No.
Yeah, I don't think there is either. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, a 1 or a 2. I'm not going to do negative. I think I did negative 10 for Koikaze.
Negative 2.
Negative 2, all right. I got to keep it a little bit away from that.
Yeah. And it's pretty bad if you write a show lower than that, because you were so against that show. I mean, with good reason, but you didn't even objectively judge that show. You just threw it in the trash.
God awful.
So for you to find something that you hate worse than that one is pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a 1 or a 2. Don't watch it. Don't let anyone you know watch it. Rip it away from them.
It's
this is a real short one. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
We only watched 7 episodes, so there's not a whole lot to go off of. But on top of that, it's all bad. There's nothing to dissect.
But the problem is, you know what else had 7 episodes?
What?
801 TTS Airbats.
You had 8.
No, that's 7. Okay. I had 7, and we went on about it for.
But there was so much. I don't know if there's necessarily a bunch of good stuff about that, but it wasn't this bad.
You know what I think we're gonna have to do from now on with these short ones? Go through episode by episode, because that's what we did with 801.
We can do that.
That's what we did with 801. That's why that one was longer.
Yeah.
Because we went through the episodes, each one, and it went to be like 40 minutes or something like that.
We already did 12 minutes, 13 minutes of this, so we're not doing that today.
No. I don't even have it written down.
Yeah, we would need some bullet points.
In the beginning, our beginnings were a little rough, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I was recently editing some of the early ones, and it's not very good, but at the same time, we are much more thorough, like taking notes and stuff. Now we just kind of watch it and just.
Well, I think you also get better at it. You know what you need to retain.
So,
better.
But I think with ones like this where we don't have a lot to say about it,
it might be better to write a couple things down.
Things down and start taking notes on this, because
you agree with that?
There's a few of them in the last couple of weeks that it's only been like 12 minutes. Mm-hmm.
12 episodes.
Yeah, like it's only
been. I think they were 15 or 16 minutes, but still.
Like 20 minutes almost, because we're stretching.
We stretched a few of them. I think we had a big political rant for like 5-6 minutes.
Yes, we did. So, I mean, we went a little longer on Land of the Lustrous because we really liked that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But that was also pretty short with 12 episodes.
Yeah, I mean.
So I'm just saying, anything under 10, we might want
to. That's a good process. Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, so 1 to 2 for me.
Oh, I'm trying. It's definitely a 1 because I get Fantastic Children a 1, and I hated Fantastic Children. And it's Ninja Hattori is really pissing me off that it's so bad, but I don't know if it's bad enough to be worse than Fantastic Children.
Yeah.
So, and that's why it's making me even angrier at it, because I want to say this is worse than that, but they're kind of on par. It's like comparing apple to oranges almost.
Yeah, definitely, because at least. Fantastic Children had story, even though we didn't like it.
Yeah, but that was just so boring and so terrible.
Yeah, it was mind-numbing.
Yeah, so that's what it comes down to. This one, I just hate it with rage.
There's no reason.
Well, so what's worse, hate it or rage, or being bored?
That's true. I'd rather be bored, because then I can nap and do something else with that one in the background and still get the gist of it.
I think I'd rather hate something than be bored.
Yeah?
I think boring's the worst thing you can be.
That's fair. What's your rating?
As an entertainer, well, it's definitely a 1. I just don't know if it's lower 1 than Fantastic Children.
So it's a 1.6, whereas Fantastic Children's a 1.5.
No, I think they're about even. I'm going to call it even.
All right, that's fair.
All right.
We're going to spin for O now.
O's got a lot of good stuff, so.
It does, but it's also super small.
Which means we'll probably get a pick or something.
That might be nice, especially if it's mine. Orange?
Orange. That wasn't expecting orange.
Neither was I. I think I've seen an episode or two. I can't remember. I guess I'll see when I click on it.
Oh, well, you want to do it now?
Let's do that. We've been doing it plenty of times lately.
So we might as well see
orange.
What Let's see what we got here. Orange.
Yeah, I've seen a few episodes, actually. Actually, I've almost finished this. I think I've seen it up to episode 11 or 12.
Yeah? Is it good?
Yeah. I'll say it's depending on your flavor.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If it's the type of thing you like, then you'll probably like it a lot. From what I remember, slow pacing, mood setting. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, I might be wrong on my recollection.
Just by
you know me remembering is terrible.
Yeah. I'm reading the description. I'm getting Your Lie of April feels from it.
Yeah, not as good, though. I liked Your Lie of April.
I liked it, too. Even though you picked it to torture me.
Apparently. Like, I remember, because there's 13 episodes in this, and I know I didn't finish it. So, it couldn't have been that great. If I really like something, I'll finish it.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's drama, romance, school, sci-fi, and...
I don't know what Shoujo is.
I don't know what Shoujo is either.
Shoujo.
Shoujo.
There's a U there.
Huh?
There's a U there.
There's a U there?
Yeah. Shoujo.
Yeah, but aren't you sign
language? Fuck if I know.
In Japanese?
Probably.
From my experience. And it's only 13 episodes, so it's not
it's fairly short. All right, next week, Orange.
Yay.
See you guys.
Bye. Hello, TJ here from Anime and Nuss. I just want you to let you guys, girls, peoples know that we have a Twitter account now. It is at Anime and Nuss on Twitter. I'll be posting episode updates on there every time I release a new one from now on. So, if you're interested in that, follow us on Twitter. Or, you know, I don't know how often I'll be posting on there. I'm not really a social media kind of guy. But I'll try to look into it from time to time and answer questions there. But if you really have any questions or any concerns or just notes or anything you want to let us know at all, we now have an email address for the website. It is animeanduspodcast@gmail.com. animeanduspodcast@gmail.com. That's the word and, A-N-D, not the end symbol. So, I just want to let you people know that's where we stand. You now have ways to get in to contact us if you want. And that's about it. Talk to you later. Bye.